Hey Sharks fans, here is an exclusive offer for you. The Sharks will pay the fees on all standard tickets to Sharks home games, excluding the September 24th community game between now and September 6th. Guarantee your seats for some of the most memorable nights of the year and get ready for an exciting season of Sharks hockey. Score your tickets now at sjsharks.com/promotions. Again, that's sjsharks.com/promotions.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
A big day for the San Jose Sharks. First of back-to-back games, they win in overtime against St. Louis 3-2 on the third goal of the game and 15th of the season by William Eklund. Tomorrow it'll be the Arizona Coyotes at SAP Center. Our airtime also at 2:30 in the afternoon Pacific time. Time now for the instant replay of a great win for the Sharks over the St. Louis Blues. Final score, the Sharks 3 and the Blues 2 in overtime in front of a crowd of 15,603 at SAP Center at San Jose. In the first period, there was no scoring. However, all kinds of things were happening from the very moment that this game started until the moment that it ended, including some great goaltending on both ends of the rink. Joel Hofer of the St. Louis Blues, who's played every minute against the Sharks this year pretty much, had made a pretty big save during a power play with about 13 and a half to go in the second. Here's Bortolo near side. Feeds down low to Granlund. Bortolo setting up in front, getting the pass. He shoots. Oh, what a remarkable glove save by Joel Hofer. And that keeps the puck out of the net. Wow, what a great save that was by Hofer. And let's not forget, Drew, about the game that Thomas Bortolo had. That was his best chance to score a goal. But he did a lot of things away from the puck, making defensive plays that are worth noting.
He was very good. Again, we talked about him earlier. He was smart away from the puck. He's not cheating offensively anymore. He's trying to play the game, as coaches will tell you, the right way.
William Eklund was playing the right way today, too. The Sharks stayed on the power play, and at 14:12 of the second period, he picked up his first of three on the afternoon. He moves down the boards, then drops it through Toropchenko back to a waiting Thrun. Gets it back near circle. Back to Thrun on the point to the right side. Eklund one time. Score! What a great setup, and William Eklund does a fist pump as he picks up his 13th goal of the season. That's a power play goal. The Sharks make the Blues pay for that instigation minor to Falk, and they're up 1-0. The penalty that I was talking about was referring to when Luke Cunnan dropped the gloves with Justin Falk after Cunnan throttled Jake Neighbors along the boards with what looked like a very legal and clean check. But Falk stepped up, got the instigation minor and the 10-minute misconduct with the 5-minute fighting penalty, and the Sharks, with the Eklund goal, made them definitely pay. San Jose was playing most of the game with only five defensemen, too, because Kalen Addison got two for cross-checking, two for unsportsmanlike conduct, a 10-minute misconduct, and a game misconduct with only 21 seconds left in the first period. But undeterred, the Sharks would continue on, and they would get yet another power play when Nathan Walker took an interference call at 15:07, and it would be Eklund getting his second power play goal of the game. Zetterlund dishes off to Granlund in the right circle. Watched by Parayko. He moves away from the defenseman. Tup to the top of the circle. Throws to the front of the net. Bortolo shoots. Great save. Rebound. Score! William Eklund right in front of the net. Gets his second goal of the game as the Sharks put too much pressure on Hofer and the Blues defense. And they score again at 16:59 of the second to take the 2-0 lead. What a beautiful goal by Eklund, his 14th. Zetterlund and Bortolo assisted on the play, and that was another play in which Bortolo could have scored, but wound up getting a very important assist. And so it was 2-0. Normally when you have a 2-0 lead in the NHL, you cruise to victory. But the Sharks haven't cruised to victory once this season, I don't think. It's always been right down to the final wire, and it was once again today. St. Louis would come back early in the third and would get a power play chance, and Jordan Kyrou, a very good goal scorer, would score a beauty to put the Blues on the board. Banked it off the boards to himself with Ruta defending, Thomas to the slot, Buchnevich to Kyrou, back to Buchnevich, too many passes, but now the shot, score! Kyrou gets it back and puts it up top to break the shutout and get the Blues to within one. It's a power play goal for Jordan Kyrou.
Well, it looked like it was too many passes on that, but Kyrou, with that great shot, beats goaltender Devin Cooley for his 27th of the year, 60th point of the season, too, for him. Pavel Buchnevich and also Robert Thomas assisted on that goal. With time dwindling down, the Blues would put the pressure on. And with only 2:29 remaining in the third period, they have the extra skater on with Hofer on the bench, and somehow they'd tie it up. And St. Louis going for Brooke to try to tie the game. Off the faceoff, dumped in by the Blues. Centered in front, they score! Braden Schenn ties the game. A dump in from behind the net. A perfect pass right on the tape to Schenn. And the captain of the Blues just tied it up. Wow, that was a real deflator. With only 2:29 remaining in the game at 17:31, extra attacker goal for Braden Schenn, his 18th goal of the season, assisted by Robert Thomas, his second assist of the game, and Scott Perunovich, who had a lot of ice time in the third with Justin Falk back inside the Sharks, the Blues penalty box. So the result of all of that was a 2-2 tie at the end of regulation, and it came down to overtime. And what happened in OT? Well, first of all, Mikael Granlund kind of misplayed the puck and ended up having to take a penalty for hooking at 46 seconds. So the Blues had a 4-on-3 power play in OT. Devin Cooley, though, was as cool as a cucumber, and he made a pretty big stop in the extra session. Now St. Louis moves back to the Sharks line. Granlund with the check, far side of the ice. Knocked it free. Can Zetterlund get it? No, but the Blues get it. Kyrou's underneath the D. Could be trouble here. He moves in front. He shoots. What a save by Cooley in overtime with a minute 17 left. Pressure save by the rookie from Los Gatos, and it keeps the score 2-2. That was a great save by Cooley, and it wasn't the only one he made. He made some big ones early in the game, but after the Blues tied it, you could see that he was determined not to fold, and he didn't do it.
Yeah, you said after that goal went in by Braden Schenn, you said Devin Cooley's got to make sure he doesn't fold here, and he didn't. He made a big save after that, and then in overtime, he makes that save. I was getting underneath, as you said, Kyrou getting underneath, he makes that save. It was an exhibition on being able just to rebound, relax, be calm. He was very, very confident this afternoon, and you could see it from the start of the game. And especially think about last game against Chicago, where he lost here in overtime, and it was a heartbreaker. But he's worked and worked and worked on his game. That's what goalies do. When Thomas Spear, way to go, congratulations, good job, coach. But that one, you have to give your team a chance if you want to be a good goalie in the NHL, and he did that today.
And that was a great save, too, that he made against the St. Louis Blues goal scorer, Jordan Kyrou, in overtime. So something to hang your straw hat on, but maybe a little bit more here in OT. As the penalty on Granlund expired, the Sharks withstood all of that, and they'd get the game winner with a guy who had the hot hand. Faceoff won by Cunnan. Behind the net, Eklund. Who races away. Minute 9 left in overtime. Eklund's got some room. He's down the left wing side. 2-1-1. Moving in. Shooting it. Score! The hat trick for William Eklund. And the first NHL win for Devin Cooley. Pandemonium at SAP Center at San Jose as the Sharks win by the score of 3-2. Wow, what a moment that was for the entire team. Joy all over San Jose, and especially in Los Gatos, as Devin Cooley picks up his first NHL win. Luke Cunnan, the St. Louis hometown boy, assisting on the game-winning goal by William Eklund at 3:56. Eklund, his first career hat trick, his 15th goal of the season, and the Sharks sweep the St. Louis Blues in the season series 3-0. What a dramatic finish for San Jose, and it's the fourth time that they've scored in OT. It is a 3-on-3 goal because it happens at the 3:56 mark of the period number 4. And so the penalty on Mikael Granlund had been over for about 10 seconds. But I thought that the way that the Sharks killed the penalty, Nico Sturm, Luke Cunnan switching off as the one forward that was out there. Only 5 defensemen for the Sharks coaching staff to choose from because Kalen Addison got tossed from the game at the end of the first period. And so many different things happened in the game.
Well, Nico Sturm was brilliant on that penalty kill on his winning the faceoffs. Mario Ferraro was a machine out there. How hard he was working. Luke Cunnan.
Hey, guys.
Luke Cunnan coming on right now. I was just going to say, Luke Cunnan, outstanding job.
What a job.
On all day long, most physical player on the ice.
Luke, tell us about the game. I mean, what an emotional game it was for you, your hometown team, and the way you guys won.
Yeah, no, I think a little slow there in the first again. You know, I thought we did a good job finding a way to, find some jam. I thought we got better and better as the game went on, and then you kind of just saw throughout the game just the energy and how hard, you know, really both sides were playing and a lot of back and forth. And, it was definitely a different kind of feeling of a game throughout it. It was great, obviously. Great goaltending. Hecky was great tonight. A lot of firsts with, Graffer first NHL game. He thought he was really good. It's always tough, you know, playing your first, especially in a game like that. Thought he was really good. You can see a lot of positives with him. And, you know, Cool's getting his first win that way. Pretty special for him. I thought he was great, really kept us in it. Some key saves, and obviously you're seeing the talent of Ecky and how good and creative he is. So he was also awesome tonight. So it was a great team win. Thought everyone stepped up, did their job, and yeah, it's winning's fun.
I clocked Devin Cooley coming out of the net on the winning goal, and I think he was the fastest guy on the ice. He was so excited, but the team was excited too. And we were just saying, you know, there's not a lot of exhilarating moments in a season like this where you only have 18 wins, and there's been a lot of adversity to go through. What does this feel like for the team when you all get to have that moment like you did this afternoon?
Yeah, it's huge, and I think you gotta, you know, remember this feeling, remember how good, you know, winning is and playing as a group is, and you know, try to do that and emulate the things we did, you know, every night. I know you're not always going to get that result, but, you know, you're going to give yourself the best chance to win. So, like you said, not a lot of positives out of this, but, you know, when you can find the positives like that and have a good win, you know, with less than 10 games to go and guys still battling like that, it was fun.
It does say a lot. You were the most physical player on the ice this afternoon. You always play hard. I mean, there's never a down day for you as far as effort goes. But you seem to pick it up a little bit against the St. Louis Blues. You've scored two goals, and you had a post today, and you had a fight, a huge hit, and your penalty killing was stellar. Do you get up for the old team, the hometown team, I should say?
I guess, you know, you try to play the same against everyone. Yeah. I think, you know, definitely when you're there, you got family there. It's always maybe a little bit more. Maybe not as much when you're back home playing against them. But, yeah, I mean, that's a team you grew up watching, loving. And, you know, the 10-year-old me would have a lot, you know, dreamed about playing against there, out there with those guys. So, it's always fun.
First time you swept a team this year.
Yeah, no, that's we talked about that as a group, and it was nice to get the job done.
Way to go, man. You had a heck of a game today.
Thanks, guys.
Luke Cunnan was, as I said, one of the most fearsome guys on the ice. He did so much, and those are the guys you need when you are moving forward right now with the San Jose Sharks. Those are the guys you need to show the way what it's like to be a pro. Nico Sturm, Luke Cunnan exemplify that for the young guys like Eklund, like Cooley, Bortolo, and young Mr. Graff today. So Luke Cunnan, our guest. Sharks win 3-2 in overtime.
St. Louis doesn't look like they're going to make the playoffs now. Nope. They mathematically still can, but I think if they look back at the end of this year and they're not in the postseason, they look straight to the San Jose series, and that's the difference.
Without a doubt. And you have to win the games that you're supposed to win, quotation marks, because there are no games you're supposed to win. It's a tough league. You've got competitive balance in this league, without a doubt. But in this game today, the bigger picture is, when you look at this game, that the Sharks had it, and the Sharks fans, they always think about the fans and how loyal they've been. We had so many come up and visit us today. They got to see a game that near the end of the season that will make you remember why you love this team. And I'm sorry that today I got caught up in it. They scored. I saw Cooley sprint out of the net. Everybody pours off the bench. It's like they won an overtime Stanley Cup game. But they didn't. They won they just won their 18th game of the year. But it also goes back to what Luke Cunnan said, which is, when the guys play like this and still feel like they do, that's a good sign for this team.
That it is. Final score today, the Sharks 3 and the Blues 2 in overtime. San Jose ups its record to 18-50-8. They've got 44 points, while the Blues, very disappointedly, lose their 33rd game of the year. They have 84 points. They only have 5 games to play after this. The best they can do is 94 points, and they're going to need help, which is going to be tough to come by. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay today. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.